USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading with news about two sets of negotiations, one that's continuing and one that's broken off. On the former, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is hoping to get a border security deal together to prevent another government shutdown, and they're hoping to be able to vote on it tomorrow.
We'd like to get something done, as you said earlier, by Monday so we can get it done. A proposal to put to the floor on Monday so we can get it done by the end of the week.
That's Republican Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, who also says he believes President Trump might accept a compromise if it gives him at least some funding for a southern border wall. Meanwhile, in Denver, negotiators walked out of talks last night between teachers and the Denver Public Schools. It appears teachers will now go on strike starting tomorrow. The teachers want $8 million more in salary and benefits than the school district is offering. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Scientists may be coming up with a way to put mosquitoes on a diet. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A new study published in the journal Cell says by manipulating the hormones that make mosquitoes feel full, the insects lose interest in human blood, thereby cutting back on mosquito bites. By giving mosquitoes a saline solution containing drugs that act like a diet pill, they found the insects' appetite and attraction to humans dropped sharply. The study's still in its early stages. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United Nations chief says the world is losing the race with climate change, and it could be a disaster for Africa and beyond. Antonio Guterres is urging more political will for financing and adaptation. He spoke ahead of a summit of the African Union Continental Body. He says Africa will pay a higher price over climate change because of the dramatic impacts, but the continent itself doesn't contribute that much to global warming. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A popular English actor who was also a producer and director of film, television, and theater has passed away. With a look back on his life, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
He was a 3-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children.
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Buckingham Palace says 97-year-old Prince Philip has decided to stop driving. This, less than a month after he was involved in a collision that injured 2 women. The palace says, after careful consideration, Queen Elizabeth's husband has taken the decision to voluntarily surrender his driver's license. The BBC's John Diamond.
He's been a fiercely independent man for decades now. He's enjoyed driving. He's been a man of huge activity. This will have been a fairly painful decision for him, albeit one that is said to have been entirely his own.
Philip was behind the wheel of a Land Rover near the royal family's estate in eastern England when he slammed into another car last month. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.